What's wrong with my old Kentucky home?
73% of Kentucky's dwellings have no bathroom.
34% of Kentucky farms are valued at $300 or less.
In Louisville, 32,000 families are ill-housed.
Wake up, Kentucky. Wake up, Kentucky. Wake up, Kentucky.
Gentlemen of the Committee for Kentucky, the housing situation in this state is deplorable. Kentucky is ashamed not only of its rural housing, but of its city dwellings as well. What a tragic story we would hear if only one of those dwellings could talk.
What makes you think a city dwelling can't talk? Haven't you heard my voice in the juvenile courts, in the county hospitals, in the divorce courts, or in the morgue? Yes, I'm a city dwelling that can talk. My voice isn't pretty, but listen to it in the police court.
I've been a judge for 15 years, and it still hurts me to see young girls like you brought in for a thing like this.
You don't think I want to be a girl like this, do you?
Frankly, I don't believe you do. It's not too late. Everyone makes mistakes. If I suspend sentence, will you try to take your rightful place in society? Try to meet the right kind of men. Invite them to your home for your mother and father to meet.
That's rich. Invite them to my home. Judge, let me tell you what my home is like. You're expecting a nice young guy to call on you. So after dinner, you start to get cleaned up. There's only one bathroom for 8 families. So your chances of getting in aren't any too good.
Say, how long are you going to stay in there? Give up your knees.
I've just been in here 10 minutes. I'm washed.
Yeah, you could wash an elephant in the time you've been in there.
You could wash... Let me in ahead of you, dearie. I just want to get some water to put in this coffee.
Yeah, I'll wait.
Come on, give us a break. Get out of there already.
It wouldn't hurt the old guy that owns this building to put in another bathroom.
Yeah, if he did, he'd probably double our rent.
Gosh, will I be late. It's a project to get your face washed in this dump. Judge, 20 people depended on that one bathroom. So sometimes you made it and sometimes you didn't. That was just one inconvenience. My date was one of those nice guys you talked about, Judge. He was going to take me to a movie. So I asked him to call for me at the house. I wanted Ma and Pa to see what a nice guy he was. I thought it'd be nice for all of us to visit a little while.
What happened?
Pardon me, Judge, but I'm the house she's talking about. I really sent this girl into your court, so let me tell you a little about it. You see, my walls are very thin, so when the nice young man called, he was greeted by a variety of sounds. A Victrola next door. On the other side, a man and wife who constantly fought. I had something to do with that, too. And a darling young child who found her surroundings unpleasant. Judge, have you ever spent a quiet evening at home?
I tell you, I'm sick and tired of this place.
You don't think I like it, do you?
Well, every night I come home from work, it's the same old story. Can't get washed up, noise from all the apartments. I'm sick of it.
Well, it doesn't give me an appetite.
Mama, I'm scared. I just don't want to see you go around the market. Mama, please, I don't like this crawling market.
Elsie, come on upstairs now. You've been out long enough. I need some help with these dishes.
I told you to
Get
find
some
a
water,
better
Bobby,
place.
What are you doing? Right up. Get up here.
Judge, it goes on that way every night. Sometimes it's worse. That fella never asked me for another date. If he had, I would have thought he was crazy. Well, I couldn't stand to stay home, if you can call it that. So I started meeting fellas on street corners.
That wasn't right.
I know it wasn't right. But you go crazy living in a place like that. Look, Judge, if I got a promise to stay home, I don't want to go free. Send me to the workhouse. It'll be heaven compared to my house.
Yes, I'm that kind of a house. you went to the workhouse rather than come back to me. Oh, I don't care. I'm not sensitive. To look at me, you'd never think I was prosperous. My steps are broken. My walls are caving in. No running water in the rooms. I haven't had a coat of paint in years. I look pretty run down. But let me tell you something. I make more money for my owners than those swell houses in other parts of town do. My boss never spends any money for repairs. His taxes are low. And by crowding 20 people into 8 rooms, he gets a pretty good take. I'm a moneymaker for him. I'm a prosperous house for him.
Gentlemen of the Committee for Kentucky, this house and many like it are moneymakers for their owners, but at the expense of the taxpayers. In 1 year, the city, county, and state collected $17,000 in taxes from these vermin-infested houses, but the cost of municipal services for these houses was over $60,000. Now, there's no profit in collecting $17,000 and having to spend over $60,000.
Isn't that just like some people? Jealous 'cause I make money for my owner. Sure, it costs the city money. But if the city ain't smart enough to know it would be cheaper to build better houses than spend money on social service, it's no fault of mine. One thing you can be sure of, I'm a house that sees plenty of excitement.
What's happened? What's the ambulance for?
Mrs. Smith, the old lady on the second floor, died of pneumonia.
Seems like pneumonia gets a lot of folks around here.
If you'd have been up in her apartment like I was, you wouldn't wonder. The only heat in the place was a 2-burner gas plate. The cold came in around the windows, and even with both gas burners going, you could see your breath. The old lady didn't have a chance.
There's lots of houses around here like that.
Wonder why someone don't do something about it.
Guess no one cares much. Well, there goes poor Mrs. Smith. Maybe she's better off.
Sure, they blame Mrs. Smith's death on me. But that don't keep me from making money for my boss. I rented Mrs. Smith's apartment that same night. Could have rented it 2 or 3 times. Funny thing, today people blame the housing situation on the war. Guess it does have something to do with it.
Gentlemen of the Committee for Kentucky, the war may have aggravated the housing condition, but these were the facts as published in 1938, 3 years before the war.
In 1938, in Louisville, nearly one-third of all homes had no private bathing facilities.
In 1938, in one section of Louisville, of approximately 990 dwellings, 920 were unquestionably unfit for use.
Of these 990 homes, only 79 had bathtubs.
Gentlemen of the Committee for Kentucky, we can't blame the war for Kentucky's housing problem. Why, as far back as we can go, figures show...
Yes, I'm an old house. Every little while, someone comes up with the idea that maybe I'm a bad influence on the community. They talk, but I remain standing. People come and people go. I'm still making a lot of money for my owner. Maybe you'd like to walk up to the 3rd floor with me. Let's visit another one of my families. If I had a heart, I'd feel sorry for these folks. There's Mrs. Gray, nice old lady, her son Jimmy, and daughter Molly. Jimmy works in a grocery store, but doesn't make very much money. Well, here we are up on the 3rd floor. It's quite a climb up these crooked steps. It isn't good for Mrs. Gray's heart trouble, either. Look, Jimmy's just coming home.
Hi, Sil. Where's Mom?
I don't know, Jimmy. She didn't say where she was going.
How long ago did she leave?
Right after I came home from school.
Oh, I wish she wouldn't climb up and down those steps so much. It ain't good for her heart.
I told her you'd be kind of mad, but she said no, you wouldn't when you found out why she went.
Listen, ain't that her coming up the steps?
That you, Mom?
Yes, Jimmy. It's me.
Gosh, Ma, I just wish you didn't have to climb these three flights of stairs. You know what the doc said about your heart.
Doctors, they don't know everything. Come in, Jimmy, and close the door. I'll tell you where I've been.
All right now, Glamour Girl. Better make it a good story.
I was out looking for a better place to live.
Again, Ma? Find anything?
Nothing we could afford, Jimmy. You got to be a millionaire, I guess, to have a nice home in Louisville. Jimmy, give me a chair.
Ma, here. Sit down. Just run down the hall and get a glass of water for Ma. Hurry. See, Ma, the doctor's right. You can't climb those stairs. Please, Ma, don't do it unless you just have to.
Oh, Jimmy, we'll find a nice place on the first floor, and then I won't have those steps to climb.
We've got to find a place like that, Ma.
Here's the water.
Drink this, Ma. There. Feel better?
Oh, much better, son.
Ma, I'm going out, and I'll find a better place for us to live. It'll be on the first floor. You'll have water right in the apartment. And the plaster won't be all cracked off the walls. And we'll have windows you can see out of. I'll find a place. And if I haven't got enough money, I'll get enough money.
Jimmy!
Jimmy didn't like my kind of house. He wanted to move away from me. But he found out soon enough that a home wasn't easy to get. The next day at the store, he got an idea. If he had a lot of money, Jimmy thought, he could find a better place to live. So he watched where the boss put the day's receipts. With Jimmy, it was a case of life and death, his mother's life and death. So that night, after the grocery store was closed, Jimmy broke in to get the money. Jimmy wasn't a very good burglar. He no sooner got into the...
Jimmy away. They said he tried to steal some money.
Jimmy? My Jimmy? Steal money? No. No, they can't take him. Not my Jimmy. Not my Jimmy. Oh, quick. Get me some water.
Ma, help somebody. Ma's sick. Help somebody. Ma's awful sick. Ma's...
The old lady died. Jimmy was sent up, and they put Sis in an orphanage. Cost the city a lot of money. But you know, I rented that apartment the very same day. Could have rented it two or three times.
Gentlemen of the Committee for Kentucky, that's just the story of one house. Now, there are many houses like that, only worse. Some of them have no water supply at all, with the nearest water at a community pump several blocks away. In spite of rent ceilings, many families are spending as much as $15 per week for one room. And they live under conditions that are unhelpful and unsafe. The State Board of Health often finds these conditions and orders the people to move, but they can't move because there's no place to go. It is almost inconceivable that over 73% of Kentucky's dwellings, now remember, 73% of Kentucky's dwellings, and that's nearly three-fourths of all Kentucky dwellings, are without bathrooms. The housing condition in Louisville is deplorable, but rural housing is even worse. At a future date, I'll present those facts to you. But for the present, consider this. 97% of Kentucky farms have no sanitary facilities within the house, and 42,000 Kentucky farms have no sanitary facilities whatsoever. Only the people of Kentucky can restore Kentucky's greatness. Something must be done. Something will be done. Something is being done.
Wake up, Kentucky. Wake up, Kentucky. Wake up, Kentucky.
Tune in again next week at this time for another program in this series.
This is WHAS Louisville, a transcript.